listener production.
My friend is a social worker, and so her profession is helping people. So I've been talking to her about how people can ask for help, because asking for help and being asked for help is really hard and it's really complicated. The crazy thing is, asking for help can be really beneficial for our health, our well-being, our happiness and our success. Like, that's just crazy, right? Like, for a kid, if they need help putting on their jumper, it's something that's socially acceptable, it's normal. But asking for help as an adult, it's not really seen as socially acceptable. You feel awkward and sometimes embarrassed. And so I want to unpack that. Needing a hand to pick up the kids during the week because of another important appointment, that doesn't make you a bad parent. And I know I struggle with this a lot. My kids go to after school care some days just so I can get work done and also be able to cook dinner and have time for myself. Doing that does not make me a bad parent. Needing a girlfriend to drop over food because you and the kids have been struck by gastro, that doesn't make you a bad person. Getting a friend to walk your dog while you're away doesn't make you a bad dog owner. There's this shame in needing help or wanting help. And if you're asking for help, we think, well, that means that you're not a capable human being. And I think that's bullshit. I think the fact that we expect ourselves to toughen up, to hide our struggles, and to do all of that solo, that is outrageous. Like, look at our history. We have never, ever done things by ourselves. We are not solitary creatures like an eagle. We're primates, right? We used to live in family groups. We used to live with our tribe, with our people, with our family, with our friends around us. And so I think when we don't ask for help and we keep doing that solo struggle, we also risk upsetting the people in our lives who love us and who care for us, because being asked for help, that's an indication of trust. Providing help is an opportunity to express our love for a person. Not being asked for help and watching a friend or family member struggle can be excruciating, absolutely excruciating. And then when offers of help are politely declined, it's heartbreaking. And I know that there's so many people out there, maybe even you, who are struggling and they suffer in silence. Maybe the people around them find out that help was needed but not asked for, and they're devastated. I know not everyone has a strong network, and I also understand that the resources that you have, they might be limited. But I want to encourage you to look around and keep your eyes open for someone who might be waiting for you to ask. That might just be to go for a coffee or to meet at the park while the kids play. You might not be directly asking for help, but you will be building your network. When I asked my very clever friend how we get better at this, how do we get better at asking for help? She told me these things. She said, to start with, we've got to embrace vulnerability. Just like we share our triumphs, don't hesitate to share our struggles. Humility is a really great quality. Challenge the stigma. Challenge the notion that asking for help is a sign of incompetence, because it's not. Asking someone for help when you need it is a sign of strength and courage. It takes both of these to ask for help. So celebrate that. Do it for your well-being. Asking for help is crucial. Like I said, for your health, happiness, and success, don't let your pride get in the way of your well-being. Build trust. Asking for help, that is an act of trust. By allowing yourself to rely on your network, it opens a conversation about how you can help them too. Reciprocity makes this whole help gig a lot easier. Ditch the shame. Remember that helping and being helped is part of what makes us human. It is a natural part of human connection. Be a champion of changing how we see asking for help, right? Celebrate it. Post about it. Talk about it. Make giving and receiving help a usual thing in your life and lives of those around you. Let me leave you with this. Needing help, that doesn't make you a failure. That doesn't make you a bad person. It makes you human. There is no shame in asking for help. When you raise your hand and ask for help, it allows others to do the same. If you or anyone you know needs help, contact Lifeline on 13 11 14. Thanks for listening to Tarea Pitt's Pep Talk. Follow to get new Pep Talks every day. Listener.